בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת ויתחנן. Today is Yud Gimel Be'av, continuing with what we started yesterday. Yesterday we went through the sugya, we did some Rashi. If you remember, we're just going to jump into Tesis in a second. Quick recap of the sugya, okay? This is always very healthy to do, especially before trying to tackle a difficult Tesis. So what's the state of the union? What are we trying to accomplish, right? The Baraita said, Sukkah Gzula is a machloket. And according to the Rabbanan, we said Sukkah Gzula is kasher. The Gemara said two situations where Sukkah Gzula would be kasher, according to the Chachamim. What would that be? Remember? Sukkah Gzula, quote unquote, would be kasher according to the Rabbanan. Hijacked Sukkah. Yeah. What did the Gemara say about the hijacked Sukkah? According to the Rabbanan, kasher, why? Karkaina nigzelet, and therefore what? Goes down to Shula. We had the whole we went, what about Shela Shulamidat is Rachon Shulamidat Gazlanu. So we spoke about Kaput Marim, Svatemet, Aruch Laner, all the stuff from yesterday, yeah? The Gemara gives another case. What about if I steal materials and build it into a sukkah? What's the halacha over there?
Marish.
Huh? But what's the status of the sukkah? Kasher or Pasul? Kasher. Why? Because I own the materials after I built it. Why do I own the materials? Three reasons. Kadima. Shunu ma'aseh, shinui Hashem, and? Yafeh. In the story of the old grandma, yeah, what did Rashi say over there? How do you say that? Bibi? How do you say?
Yeah, Bibi.
Bibi June?
Bibi.
Yeah. So, what was the story with the grandma, no?
She had it wrong.
Takanat Meresh.
Only Takanat Meresh, and it doesn't say over there ma'aseh or shem. Why not?
No
Yerush, Yafeh. Hala. Rashi said, I'll find you one case where it would be Be'emet Sukkah Gzula according to the Rabbanan and be Pasul. Mazaya? Why?
Because it's not karka. Really.
Since it's not Mubala karka, it's metaltanin. Can metaltanin be stolen?
No.
Yes.
Yes, and therefore what? That would be Sukkah Gzula and Pasul according to the Chachamim. Tesvis says a little bit different. Let's quickly go through the top Tosfot real quick. Ikar kanigzelet, emet hu, the Rabbi Eliezer savar ken, be'emet, like Rashi said yesterday also, Rabbi Eliezer holds kar kanigzelet, the shem'ina nehachi ba'gozel batra, el rotze liyashev, devarav, bechol einyan. So, the first part of the next Tosfot is just quoting Rashi. Half of the Tosfot is quoting Rashi. You know that? You realize that?
Yep.
Yeah, Tosfot does that a lot. You know why he does that? Why does Tosfot always quote Rashi in its entirety?
Then he attacks him. Oh, because he didn't have Rashi.
Right. Tosfot used to learn from Gemarot, that was just Gemarot. The early manuscripts of the Gemara were not Gemara, Rashi, Tosafot. Yeah? So over there, Tosafot constantly in their Pirush quoted Rashi because they were writing their Pirush with the assumption that you didn't have it. So every time they argue with Rashi, they first quote Rashi because they thought they didn't know that there would be a Shas today that you'd have Rashi and Tosafot simultaneously on the same day. It was another book. That's why it's called Kuntres. That's Maze Kuntres, it's a notebook. They had Rashi in like a notebook, and they would learn from that, and then they would write their own Perush in a different book.
Was there like a Rashi keep the Gemara?
No.
Or everyone knows Rashi's not doing
the Gaon Mivilna signed off on this format of the Gemara. You know that.
How do you do that? Like, we hold lines, and everything, like, without a computer.
It's part of that was part of the printing process.
What was it called for? Sansino?
No, not Sansino, Slavita.
Slavita.
Yeah, there's a big thing between Vilna and Slavita. Anyway, Bekitzer says Tosfot, Aval Gazal Aslim Wesikich Bahem, says Tosfot, Enze, Lo Gzula, Velo Sheula, Dekanan Hu Beshinui Ma'ase, Veshinui Hashem. Veod, Mishum Takanat Hashavim, Enu Alav Listor Et Binyano, Ele Yachzir Damim. Veadam Rin Perek Hayashen, Demodu Rabbanan, Bigzula, Lav Begozel Sukkah Mchuberet Lakarka, Velo Begozel Aitzim Wesikich Bahem. Ela, that case of Sukkah Gzula is not about one case. Ma'ase? אלא בגוזל סוכה העשויה בראש העגלה או בראש הספינה, והיא עצמה נגזלת, שאינה מחוברת לקרקע, ואין עליו להחזיר דמים. Right over there, the guy said, if I hijacked your sukkah on top of a boat, and then the guy says, no, I want my sukkah back. He said, no, I'll pay you money. What's the halacha?
Sukkah back.
Sukkah. Why? זה מטלטלין.
Nothing doing.
So he says, ואין עליו להחזיר דמים אלא כמו שהיא בנויה, דאין בה משום תקנת השווים, שהרי לא תרח לבנותו, ולא הוציא עליו יסיעות, הילקח גזולה היא, that's considered גזול, even according to the חכמים, and it's going to be פסול, כך פירש בקונטרס. טוב, עד כאן, this is all Rashi. Says Tosfot, ועל חינם דחק. Says Tosfot, There was no Rashi to have to, have to explain this. Why? The midichtiv lecha the mematin an gzula beperek hayashen vegazal etzim vesikach bahen shinui hachozeh lebriatohu umidoraita lakane ומשום תקנת מרש, היינו מדרבנן, וקרא מתוקה מדאורייתא. Which means, first off, says Tosfot, I don't see a question. When, what do we learn out, even according to Chachamim, Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha, that Gzula is Pasul. That's מדאורייתא. מדאורייתא, if I take wood, and I build it into Sukkah, מדאורייתא, am I קונה?
Yes.
Why not? מדרבנן, like קונה.
What? Said that. Even with Yehush, why am I not קונה?
Oh, because it goes
because go, after Sukkot, I take apart the sukkah. How do the woods look?
Same.
Exactly the same. So over there, midoraita, it's not a shinui maaseh. You're not kone even with Yehush. Lachen, what's the only thing that makes me be kone? Midrabbanan, takanat chachamim, takanat meresh, because of the tshuva element for the gannavim. Therefore what? The pasuk that says that it's gazul, it's pasul midoraita, could be talking about the doraita level that I'm not kone. You understand the answer? On the Dirabbanan level, I'm only kone. And the pasuk that says, Sukkah Gzula is pasul, is talking about on the Doraita level that I'm not kone. Therefore, there's no stira at all. And the next part is what I really want to focus on in Tosfot. The next part of Tosfot says, even on the Dirabbanan level, I can find you a case of Sukkah Gzula, even according to the Chachamim. What's that? Brand new. Not like Tosfot. Not like Rashi.
Didn't you say that the Dirabbanan is like so strong, it's like a Doraita in this case?
Which means the Rabbanan say that you're Kone, and therefore that Kinyan gives you a Kinyan Midoraita to be Yotze the Mitzvah Tzukah.
Oh, but not to not give it back.
Yeah. Now he says...
Why does he have here the Dachak? He's saying that Rashi...
No. Ve'al Chinam Dachak. Rashi said this unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily, sorry.
So he says...
He's a lie, next.
He says, Ve'afilu midrabbanan belo agala usfina ikalu ukmekra. Says Tosfot, even without agala usfina, a sukkah on top of those, I can find you a case where even midrabbanan, I can find you a case of sukkah gzula that would be pasul according to the chachamim. What? Kegon, biruven shebana sukkah b'chatzero shel Shim'on, tan tan tan. Enter Bach and Maharsha. What word do they put in there?
Shelomidato.
Let's go with the Bach and the Maharsha, because most of the poskim understand that that's the Girsan Tosfot. Uba Shim'on v'takaf et Reuven v'otzio misukato den alei Torah Sheula kevan delakayma b'rshuto shel Reuven v'ladam yelakarka de'b'cheskat ba'alim omedet ulkach en karka nigzelet. What just happened? Okay? Let's talk about this. Tekshiva. So he says like this, yeah? Goshtkon? Okay, now. Everybody over here speaks Persian at home?
No.
A little bit.
Or fake Persian.
Okay.
I can do much better.
You speak Persian?
Ariel does.
A little bit? No. Anyway, you know, every set of parents has a special language that they speak so that their kids don't understand.
Yeah.
You know that? But eventually the kids, every time they speak it,
pick it up.
So that
you get your kid to learn a language.
Yeah? Anyway. So now he says like this. The Chief Tov. Over here, why in a regular case where I walk into your reshut and I hijack your sukkah, why is that not sukkah gzula? In general, the Gemara explained. Why not?
It's still there, no?
According to Chachamim, hijacked sukkah. Why is that not a sukkah gzula? Because karka and
exelus.
And therefore what? Since karka and sukkah is mechubar to the ground, and karka is enan gzelet, and therefore what? Goes down to sheula. Says Tosfot, I'll find you a case where it's not like that. And it can actually be sukkah gzula. How so? Let's go with the Bach right now. The Bach over here and in the tour. The Bach says as follows. You came into my possession, right, into my property, and you built a sukkah in my property without permission. Okay? Then what did I do? When I noticed that you built a sukkah in my property without my permission, what did I do? Then I hijacked you, which means I kicked you out of the sukkah that you built on my property, and I sat in it. Now, says Tosfot, let's think about this. What just happened? The Bach is going to explain this. Now, in general, a hijacked sukkah is karka ina nigzelet. But over here, are we going to say karka ina nigzelet over here? Because it's already my karka. So perforce, what's the only thing that I'm stealing? The sukkah. Can I steal a sukkah? Yeah. Uh-huh. In general, a hijacked sukkah is not stealable. Why? Because it's mechubar to somebody else's karka, which is not nigzelet. But over here, you can't start off by saying karka and nigzelet. Why? Because it's not even stealable to begin with. Why? Because it's mine. So therefore, the only thing that's even shayach to steal in this equation is what?
Sukkah.
Is the sukkah. And that is stealable. Therefore, over there, that would be considered sukkah gzula and pasul according to the Rabbanan. And that's why both the Bach and the Maharsha on the spot change the Girsa of Tosfot and say that it has to be that you broke into my house, into my property and built the sukkah without permission. Why? Because if it was with my permission, then what?
I would be kaka ninja.
Then it would be his property. If it was with permission, that means I lent him the karka.
And then what?
And karka and then exilit, which means it goes back to being shul.
Basically, it was property again.
Shamata ma'amati? Now this is, I just gave you the whole shir from today, condensed into about 10 seconds. Yeah. Okay? The makhluk, takshivata. Now we're going to see it inside, how I got to that. Yeah? Yes, sir.
So if I give you a book and I tell you, I'm lending you, you can borrow this for 20 days. I come back after 2 days and I want it back.
Okay.
You don't have to give it to me?
Of course I do.
Stam,
that's metaltanin.
Why in that case, when you tell them, oh, you're allowed to build it on my property for 7 days, and then you come back, you, it's like you show for me.
Did you see the Magen Avraham?
I don't remember.
Okay, because the Magen Avraham makes that point. The Magen Avraham makes that point, and that's how he argues on the Bach. That point exactly. Okay? It's a good point. No. Listen, it's a good point. The Bach disagrees with what you're saying, but the Magen Avraham agrees, so you're in good company. Okay? So now, listen to this. Adoni, Ezra, tikra ma omer po. Yeah? Okay, so first let's see, before we get into the other things, let's see Agaot HaSheri. Yeah? And not only, we'll even see that the Rishonim understood Tosfot like the Bach. Yeah? Hagaot HaSheri, you can look on the sheet or whatever. Perek Bet in Perek HaYeshen. Yeah? Hagaot HaSheri is a compilation of teachings from the Rishonim that was added on to Piskei Arosh.
So the Arzuruah's Yeshiva.
Nachon. Yeah? Let's read. Tikra Ma'omer. Bet Tetzain Tikrata.
I might find it. So
just take the paper.
No, I have paper. That's a problem.
Give me a paper. You look with me.
Sorry.
Hagaot HaSheri. Tikrata.
Ugon. Shigaz HaSuga HaSuya B'Rosh HaIlan B'Rosh HaSuga
Shhh. Chanoa. Yeah.
We're going to Shigaz HaSuga HaSuya.
Right, that's what they say?
Chanoa.
Chanoa.
They had a picture of Rabbi Chaim Shechting on Rosh Hashanah, and they had a picture of the knife and they wrote Chanoa Sakeva.
Okay, right.
We're going to Shigaz HaSuga HaSuya B'Rosh HaIlan or B'Rosh HaSkina. שיר מחובר לקרקע שאז היא נגזלת ואין עליו להחזיר דמים אלא כמו שהיא בנויה.
So first thing I want to point out about this Hagaot HaSheri, which is quoted from the Ohr Zeruah over here, he says, he kind of says a little bit different than Tosfot. Tosfot said Berosh HaAgala or Berosh HaSfina. What does Tosfot say? Berosh HaIlan, like a tree house. Now even though the tree is mechubar lakarka, which nevertheless the sukkah in the tree is considered what? It's considered metaltanin. Wow. A sukkah is only considered mechubar lakarka when it's on the ground. But if it's on a tree, it's considered metaltanin. Wow. According to the Ohr Zeruah.
Doesn't have to be less than 10 tefachim down though?
No. As long as it has a floor and everything. It has its own floor and everything. Can you make a sukkah on the roof?
Yeah.
Because it always goes, when we say 20 amot, it's from your floor. From the floor that you're standing on, that's where it has to be 20 amot. But you can make a sukkah on a tree, that's okay. Yeah? There's a whole machloket, how you get up, and the Gemara talks about how do you get up on it on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, you can't climb. You can't climb onto a tree. So this is the dinim. Yeah? There's one opinion in the Gemara, you have to be there the whole time. You can't come. Nachon? Yeah? Stay there, in the treehouse, in the Zav. Yeah? Tikra. The
income.
Yeah,
there is shinu maase. But you could go back to its original thing.
That's midoraita, midrabanan. You can't. Yeah.
The
old mishum takanat hashavim.
And lo listor benano el yachzir damim v'chayin hatokev et chavira bechazaka v'otzio misukato hamnuya v'karka shel nigzal kshera
Right, that was the case of, that was the hijacked sukkah. Now look at the last case of the Or Zeruah, the Ur Uven. Boom! Heard that? What'd he say? He's quoting this Tosfot, and he's quoting the Girsa of Tosfot as, this guy broke in and built a sukkah in his property, Shelo Midato. Okay, go ahead. Uva Shimon v'takaf et Reuven. Oh, zero. So what do you see from here? He got one shot from Rashi, the Sfina Agala that he took from Rashi, and the Tosfot of here, why did I bring this? Because he quotes, the Or Zeruah quotes Tosfot as saying that Reuven broke into Shimon's place and he built the sukkah on his property, Shelo Midato. Okay? Now, look at the Bach. The Bach explains exactly what I told you before in about 10 words or less. The Bach says it a lot more eloquently than me. Okay? Now,
what's
the Bach in Or HaChaim. Siman Taflame Tafresh Lamedzayin.
Yeah, I might find it.
Just give him the paper. And he, the first word in the paragraph is Katuv Katav Ba'agaot Hashiri. Now he explains why he has to change the Girsa of Tosfot to say Shelo Midato. Okay, go ahead. Katuv Ba'agaot Hashiri.
No, kika.
Yeah, Katuv Ba'agaot Hashiri. The paragraph Shen Reuven Shabana Chatzor Shemot Shelo Midato Uva Shimon Metagav Reuven Vatiyom Misugato Psula Then Alei Torah Shula Kiven Delo Kaima Bereshuto Shel Reuven Akan Shelo
Perush.
Perush. Dem haya bone midato shel Shimon hayta karka shula leRuven v'chol shivat yemei hachag v'hava le
kishelo mamash
mamash tikam b'shuto v'imken kishva Shimon v'tikav et Reuven v'otzi misugato yesh alei ator shula meRuven Shimon kedin kol shar tugav v'chavero v'otzi misugato dekivun karka enu nigzeret yesh ladin shula v'hachanami v'achar shuhaya bone midat Shimon hava le gilu kaimen karka ol shel Reuven v'yatza Shimon mishivat sukazu.
Shimon. Enra?
Shimon.
Okay, Rabotai, listen very carefully. I'm going to break down this Bach that we just read. This Bach and the Hagaot Bach that we have on the Daf are the same person, obviously. And they also, they're saying the same thing. The Bach is saying, I will prove to you that you need to make a Girsa change in Tosfot to say Shelo Midato. You know why? I'm going to pose this to you in question form. Think very deeply about the answer to this question. Okay? If somebody builds a Sukkah in my property and I hijack it from him, when is it more a sukkah gzula? When I gave him permission to build it there, or when I didn't give him permission to build it there? And most importantly, why? Again, here's the question. Listen very carefully to the question. If somebody builds a sukkah in my property and I hijack it from him, when is it more of a sukkah gzula? When he built it there originally, with permission or without permission, and why? Yeah, Ariel Muhammad.
Without permission, because if I give him permission, then it would be his kind of like reshut to have the land.
Okay,
and then it is shaula.
But if it why would it be shaula since it's his land, mm-hmm. quote unquote? Therefore, what? But I hijacked it. I stole it.
Oh, then
kaka'in and gzelet, and therefore it goes down to shaula, and shaula is kasher.
But
if I didn't give him permission,
Then nothing's being stolen. It's already your land. The only thing that's able to be stolen in the whole scenario is the sukkah.
Just like the sukkah on top of the on top of the boat or on top of the thing, where the only thing you can, the land is already yours, the only thing you can steal is the sukkah, and the sukkah itself is metaltalin. Is it stealable? It is, and therefore over there, that would be sukkah gzula. That is exactly what the Bach just said over here, Rabotai. I don't think it, this is a huge var. The Bach just changed the girsa in the Gemara, but over here he explained why he had to change the girsa. The Maharsha says exactly the same thing. Now, with that, yeah, go ahead.
So, once someone builds,
you cold?
Oh,
I'm hot looking at you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Once the guy built the sukkah on his friend's property without permission, the sukkah became metaltalin. It came under the din of metaltalin.
The sukkah is always metaltalin. A sukkah itself
it's
is all.
Property, it's considered
a sukkah is considered karka because it's mechubar la karka. But here's the problem: it's only considered mechubar la karka when the sukkah is on land. The sukkah and the land belong to the same person. But over here, where you have a scenario where the land is owned by one person and the sukkah by another person, you can't consider the sukkah mechubar la karka with regards to gezel because the karka is mine. I can't steal my own thing. Therefore, the only thing in this equation that's stealable is the sukkah. Therefore what? In that, yes, it is mechubar la karka, but at the end of the day, the only thing that's stealable here is the wood of the sukkah and the schach. You understand? Famidi? Famidi or famidam?
Famidi.
Famidi.
You.
You. Okay, how you say, I understand?
Famidam.
Ah, fair. Okay, so he says like this. Shama
tata? You're more Persian than me, I promise you.
Okay, listen. Mashiach is going to speak Persian and Yiddish together. Both of them. Yeah? Amarti lecha. I don't know if everybody saw my story. Yesterday I was sitting in an important asifa. The Chachamim, Rabbanim came. And there was a opening a certain yeshiva, a very important yeshiva. And there was Sfaradim, Rabbanim. There was Bukharin Rabbanim. And then there was Satmir Rabbanim. And when the Sfardi Rabbanim got up to speak, a lot of them were speaking in Hebrew because they were Israeli. So the Hasidish ones kept on asking me, what are they saying in Hebrew? And then when the Hasidish ones got up to speak, so the Sfaradim kept on asking me, what are they saying in Yiddish? And I kept on going back and forth. It was very funny.
Well, the Rav has a book in Yiddish.
Huh?
There's enough Yiddish?
Yeah, but I mean, I speak Yiddish fluently. Yeah.
Oh, I thought Rav said it's broke.
My Yiddish? No, not me. My Yiddish is good. Baruch Hashem. My Yiddish, I spent Baruch Hashem many years in Shiva. I speak to my Rebbe in Yiddish. It's, you know, I'm a very secret agent because when I need to act Ashkenaz, I can speak it perfectly and you never, also the color of my skin.
Part right? of it's,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You look Sephardi, no?
Yeah, I look Sephardi?
Yes.
I do?
No.
No, because that's because you hear me talk. But if you didn't hear me talk, if you just see me stem a random person, you wouldn't think that I was Sephardi. I don't look Sephardi.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know. I
anyway.
Don't know. If you are Ashkenaz, you'd be the least Ashkenaz.
Is this the Marsha?
That's the Marsha, yeah, that one.
Rabbi Yaakov Mizrahi looks very
Takshiv Tov. Anyway, Rabotai, this is Yemot HaMashiach. Everybody gets together, and even if you don't understand, you know the only thing that we have. We don't always have the same language, or the same foods, or the same minhagim even, whatever. The only thing we have is the Torah Kedoshah. The Torah Kedoshah is what binds us all together. The glue of Am Yisrael is the Torah. Torah, Halacha, Emunah, Bitachon, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the glue.
That's like the whole thing.
Daf Yomi spoke. That's the Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi. He had a dream. His dream was that there's going to be a Jew from Poland and another one from Pakistan and another one from Iran and one from Morocco, and they get together and nobody understands each other and they can't talk to each other and they don't eat the same things. But what's the only thing they understand? They can learn the same daf together. That the common language is Dafayomi, the common language is Shashu Poskim. That's what we learn together. Understand? The Torah is the glue, nothing else. Takshivata. You understand what I'm saying? You serve an Ashkenazi Gondi, he's going to throw it back in your face. He's not going to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to...
Say what you do to my
matzo ball. Yeah, yellow matzo balls. He's going to... What do you do to it? Yeah.
These Ashkenazi don't know real poppers.
No, they don't. And then you serve herring to Persian, he's going to also throw a bag. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, no, mazeh. Avalma, you serve Torah to every Yid, the neshama immediately connects. Shamata ata, zayimit. You serve Torah, that's all you need to... Hey, you pronounce like Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Rom Shane. It's already... Kulanu, what did the Shvatim say? Bnei ish echad nachnu. Well, they said, what does it matter? Yeah, unfortunately, Galut, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us flying in a bunch of different directions. Manasot. One came from Paras, and one came from Madai, and one came from Morocco, and one came from Poland, and Germany, and whatever. Skinim, Am Yisrael, that's the side effect of the Galut. Ba'avonotena Rabbim, we don't have Bet HaMikdash, so the Galut, and Hashem scattered us all over the place. Baruch Hashem, before Yom HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu slowly but surely, Ma'o say, gathers everybody together, and then when you have something that breaks, you have a kli that breaks, you know, you need super glue, and you have to start, you know, kind of bringing it together. What's the most powerful kind of glue?
Gorilla.
Gorilla glue.
Nope. The most powerful kind of glue.
Cement?
Nope. You know what it is? It's fire. You know why? If you have a metal piece that's broken, something that's metal, and breaks, you can't glue it together. It's not going to hold. So what do? You weld it down, which means you fire it, and it welds together. Why is that the hardest? Why is that the strongest glue? Because what welding does, what fire does, it's no longer two pieces that are glued together. Rather, what does it do? It melts it down, and it forms one piece. Remember, the Torah is fire. The Torah is the... All the, we're not broken pieces. Yeah, we're not different pieces the same. We're all one nation because the Torah melts us down to be all one piece. Shamatata, that's the power of the Torah Kedusha. Shamata, that's the Torah. Without the Torah, we're toast. No Torah, Rav Saadia Gaon already said. She'en umma zo umma illa betoroteha. No Torah, we're just a bunch of foreigners. Yeah. Without Torah, what does Am Yisrael have? What, a bunch of falafels and gondis? That's nothing. Torah is what holds us together. Without it, we fall apart. We go back to being broken. That's the way it is. That's why all the Jews who don't have Torah, and especially the ones that fight against the Torah and warp the Torah, b'zeh, miskinim. Miskinim. They don't know that they're shooting themselves in the foot. You're making yourself a broken vessel. Because the only thing that holds us together is the Torah Kedusha. Bli zeh, lo shaveh klum. Shama'ata? Now, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to read the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch codifies all the Gemarot that we've already seen. And I'll show you how the Magen Avraham understands the Ramah. Now, look at how the Shulchan Aruch culls all of the halachot from the sugya that we just did. Let's see. Sir. Siman Taf Resh Lamed Zayin Sa'id Gimal. Tikrata. Hey, you see, we hold like the Chachamim. Sukkah Gzula, what's the halacha? Kasher. What sukkah gzula? And is there sukkah gzula psula? Oh, let's see. Go ahead.
Ketzad. Im tag aval havero v'otzio misukato v'gazla v'yashav ba yata. Shein hakarka nigzelet.
So what's that case? Hijack. Okay. No, not Rishut Rabim. You just kick him out of his own sukkah. Kasher.
Yerushas.
Okay. Haga.
Mihu. L'chatkila lo yashav adam misukah havero shelo midato. Koshgen im dato ligzela.
Right. Preferably, you should never sit in a sukkah without permission. Unless, obviously, if it's a communal sukkah, that means what? Communal sukkah means everybody has permission to sit in it. Okay, go ahead. A lot of places do that. A lot of shuls, whatever, for people who... sometimes people live in buildings and they don't have a place to make sukkot. As Ma'osim, almost every Bet HaKnesset, what do? They make a big communal sukkah.
All the streets just have
sukkah for everybody who needs. Called Dichvin Yatev Yochun, Hashem Yisrael. According to the Rabbi Eliezer that we saw yesterday, would you be able to sit in the communal sukkah?
No.
Why?
Because you have pruta.
Lecha. You have to own it. The only reason why you're allowed to sit in the communal sukkah is according to the Chachamim, which we hold like.
The sukkah is the shutvin with the pruta that the Kabbalah are in bring.
Nachon, Vayter from the Rivash. Yeah, Vayter.
Vechem le'aseh sukkah lechatkila b'karka shechavero shelo midato. Vechem karka shehi shel rabim.
Yeah, mi'u b'di'avad.
Mi'u b'di'avad, yatsa.
Yeah, let's say you hijacked public property. You took your sukkah and you parked it on the sidewalk. Public property without getting permission from the city. Or from the village. What's the halacha? Lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. But b'di'avad, yatsa o lo yatsa? Yatsa. Karkana nigzeret.
Or
rabi. Yeah, go ahead.
V'chein lo yikotz tu yisrael asakach v'atzmaham, ela yiknu otam ovedeh kochavim, v'kol gezel ein osim yimena sukkah lechatchila.
Yeah, same thing as the hadassim. V'im gazal, next back to Maran, yeah?
V'im gazal etzim v'asam em sukkah, af al pi shelo chivaram, v'lo shina v'em kilum, yatsa takan chakavim shen lebaal etzim, el dme etzim bilvah.
Which means that if you stole material, you stole wood, and you used it for schach, what's the halacha? Is that sukkah gzula? Also kasher. Why? Meresh, takanat ha-shavim. Okay, Vayter. Boom! Maran Paskins la halacha like whom?
Rashi.
He brings Rashi, that if you stole a mobile sukkah on top of a boat, or on top of a truck, or whatever it is, what's the halacha? Pasul. Why? Because that is Nigzal, lo yatzai dechuba. Yeah, over there you don't have karka and nigzal it because it's not karka. Haga, here's what I want to show you. Go ahead.
Shimon takaf et Ruven v'gazal sugato habruya v'karka shelo lo yatzava v'en kan tiganat ha'shuvim ho v'lo tarach ba v'lo hotzi aleh az hotzavot.
What did the Ramah just bring, Rabotai? What did the Ramah just say?
He just said, like the Bach.
The Ramah just brought the case of Tosfot and the Hagaot Asheri. But guess, look what the Ramah leaves out. It says, Otpam. No, read it again. Tikrata. Does he say Shalom Midat? Does it say midat?
No.
Read it again. Tikra. Im Reuven.
Im Reuven bana suga bikarka Shimon. Shimon takav et Reuven v'gazal sukato abruya.
It says that Reuven built a sukkah in Shimon's property, and then Shimon hijacked it. It doesn't say whether Reuven built it birshut or shelo birshut. Why does the Ramah do that? Why does the Ramah leave that out? Isn't that something important to write?
Maybe either way.
Well, he brings the goat ashrim. He says quoting from Hagaot Asheri.
He quotes the Hagaot Asheri, but he leaves out the words that Hagaot Asheri says, Shelo Birshut. Why does he do that?
So he misquotes the rabbi.
Misquote? Ramah misquote? Kacha? No, that's how you're going to write him off? If it was me or you, we could write it off. The Ramah.
No, but that's why the Magen Avraham says what he says.
Comes the Magen Avraham and says that the Ramah did this, the Chavanat Chila. Comes the Magen Avraham and
says. What the rabbis do always. There's one rabbi says Rabbi, yeah. Rabbi,
welcome to Torah. That's what Torah is. That's
introduction to Talmud by Ezra.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's it's called Talmud, but it's called Torah Shebe'alpe. Right, it's verbal. So because guess what? Torah Shebe'alpe originally wasn't written down, and everything was verbal. And when things are verbal, you better believe that what things can be lost in translation. Right. Things can be recorded.
So you know what? It could very well be that the Ramah said Shalom Midat, but we just don't have it in his writing. So Torah Shabbat.
And that's a very, very dangerous thing to say, because if that's the case, anything you ever read, anything anybody ever writes, you can say, no, he didn't really mean that, because the printer dropped a few.
So fair, printing all
if the poskim say it. If the poskim say it.
Oh, it's so fair.
If the poskim say it. Not garbage. If the poskim say it.
Oh.
Shema'at Tata?
We just had one today.
Yefe? That was the Bach.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Bach can say it. We can't just, oh yeah, don't. When it's,
okay, fine.
You have what I'm saying? Now comes the Magen Avraham and makes this point, and he says, why be'emet did the Ramah leave out this thing of Shalom Ida'ato if he's quoting the Or Zeruah? Shama'at Ata, says the Magen Avraham, Ayem Igdolei Poskim, Shel Ashkenazim, Hagaon Rabbi Avraham, Abele, Halevi, Gumbenra. He was from Kalish in Poland, in 1600s. Yeah, weiter. Says the Magen Avraham, Ten, Seif Katan Zayin. Yeah. Yeah, lo yatzaba.
Lo yatzaba. The end of that Torah chula. Kivan de lo kaima b'shuvit shel Reuven. De lo dami le karka b'chazkat ba'alim omdot. Lekach en la karka nigzelet al kashero. Hatosvot. Hagaot Asheri katav shelo midato. Katav habach shekin tzarech lo mitosvot. Kach katuv
Marsha.
Marsha. Right. Marsha. Kach katuv darke Moshe. Aval im.
Yeah, what does the Bach say? If I lent him the property, which means I gave him permission to build the sukkah there, and then I hijack it, what did I just do, Betzim? The karka is considered his, karka and an igzelet, and then the sukkah goes down to being sheula. Umilashon Ramah shedileg tevat shelo midaato. Mashma de svira le de huadin ma'asa'a mida'at Shimon uchdi'ita benuscha'ot ha'yishanim shel Tosfot. Yeah, he says, wait a second, but from the Ramah that didn't mention shelo mida'ato, it sounds like that even if he built the sukkah in my property, with my permission, and then I hijacked it, it's still considered sukkah gzula, like the earlier opinions of Tosfot. Why is that? He explains, go ahead. Says the Magen Avraham, you know why the Ramah holds like that? Because it's possible that since I only lent him the land for 7 days to make the sukkah on, that's not considered that the karka is birshut Reuven. He has permission to use it for 7 days, but whose karka is it birshut? Who is the karka birshuto? Of Shimon of the owner. And therefore what? It goes back to not being a borrowed karka, it goes back to being able to steal the sukkah. Says the Magen Avraham, do you understand what the Magen Avraham just said? Magen Avraham says.
Does he that mean you pass him like Ramah?
This is his way. The Magen Avraham explains the Ramah in this often. Now it's very, very important, Rabbi. I want you to realize 100%. Listen up. Magen Avraham says, I don't agree with what the Bach says that it must be that he built the Sukkah on my property without my permission. I hold that even if he built it with permission, it's still not Karka Nigzelet. Not Karka Nigzelet. You know why? Because I lent it to him for 7 days. Him having permission to use the Karka for 7 days is not considered having possession of the Karka, and therefore Karka Nigzelet, and therefore it's Shaul. No. When it's lent to him for 7 days and he has permission to build the Sukkah on it, the Karka is still Bishuti. If the Karka is still in my Rishut, the only thing that I'm able to steal in this whole equation is the Sukkah. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that's why the Ramah, he didn't do it by accident. Deliberately, the Ramah left out the word Shelo Mida'ato of the Orzerua and of the Hagaot HaBach in the Tosfot. And he meant that even if it was with permission, that's the reason why. Okay? You tell me? If only the Sukkah is able to be stolen, therefore what?
Is it Kagan Chavim here?
No, because he didn't build it. And it's Metaltanin, so therefore what? It's Sukkah Gzul, I have to give it back, it's Pasul.
So, the fact that the Bach says there's a Shiluk, that's why it says Shilomi Dato, but if it's Dato, then it's Shilulat.
The Magen Avraham argues.
The Magen Avraham says it really makes no difference what it is.
Correct. And he is Medayek that from the Lashon of the Ramah. Exactly.
But if you say Kaka Nigzelet, how does that work?
What's the answer?
I have no idea.
If I didn't give him permission, so it's still in my Rishut. And even if I gave him permission, it's only for 7 days. So it's still considered my Rishut because it's coming back to me after 7 days anyway.
Why is it Gizula if it's in my Rishut?
You tell me.
How can I steal something?
Since the Karka is in my Rishut, that leaves the only thing stealable here is
the
Sukkah. And the Sukkah is Metaltanin.
Is the Karka?
No. Not over here where the Karka is in my Rishut and the Sukkah is his. So over here, even though it technically is Mechuban
LaKarka, especially if it's with his permission,
Tosfot said,
then that Karka is, that Sukkah becomes
isn't
mine.
Sukkah always Mechuban LaKarka if it's on the ground? What was Tosfot saying? Tosfot says that even though, yes,
yeah, so I'm technically saying, why is it separating the two? Why are you saying the Sukkah belongs to Reuben,
but Chavrusa.
The Karka belongs to Shimon?
Ask Chavrusa.
He doesn't know.
He knows.
Only when the same person owns it, then it's Mechuban, but if it's a different person, it's different things.
That's what we tell you the Halakha?
Taisfis, mommy. Taisvis, Katuv.
Now you depend on that. So now, Kol Mechubar LaKarka is not necessarily...
It is Mechubar LaKarka, but with regards to Gezel, the only time we say that a Sukkah itself can't be stolen is when it's Mechubar to Karka, which can't be stolen. But over here, when the Sukkah is Mechubar LaKarka, but the Karka is still B'chizkati, and the Sukkah belongs to somebody else, you can't say the Sukkah goes after the Karka because I own the Karka and the Sukkah is owned by somebody else. Therefore, the only thing left to be stolen in spite of the fact that it's Mechubar LaKarka is what? Is the Sukkah itself. And that can be stolen.
It's always stolen.
Huh?
So the case is it's always a case of Gezel. Shalom Yidat, Om Yidat.
According to the Magen Abraham's understanding of the Ramah.
Yes.
Now,
so those cases are not the only two cases.
Well,
No.
You misunderstood. Magen Avraham says that this is how the Ramah understood Tosfot. The Ramah doesn't want to change the Girsa in Tosfot to add in Shelo Mida'ato, like the Bach, like the Maharsha. He says, don't touch it. Leave Tosfot as is. That Afinu Mida'ato, since it's only lent for 7 days, the Karka is still considered B'chizkati, it never left. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then he asks a bunch of more kashas over there. He gets into it, but this is the Magen Avraham's pshat in the Ramah, who he says argue on the Bach and the Maharsha. So,
it's a classic example of Sephardim going like Rashi and Gemara, and Ashkenazim going like Tosfot.
No, Maran doesn't necessarily argue on the Tosfot.
He's not really arguing.
He doesn't necessarily argue. Just giving a different case.
He's out.
That Maran would agree to, I think, at least to the Maharsha and the Bach's understanding of Tosfot.
Oh, really?
But I think so, for sure.
Yeah.
Question like this. In regards to the case of the Gemara, when it says he stole land that was Bashus Rabbim, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, that's no one's land.
Exactly. Right? That's why it's Karka and Nigzelet.
And
the Sukkah is now attached to Karka, that's not Nigzelet, so the whole thing can't be stolen, so Chula.
But at the same time, it's not your land.
Exactly. That's exactly why it can't be stolen and it's borrowed. Exactly because the land is not mine. Understand?
That's what he says here.
Stealing then?
Huh?
The Rebbe said that the only way of Mechubar can is if it's your land, right? So let's say.
Afuch.
Rav, didn't you say?
Afuch. If it's somebody else's land. The only time we say that sukkah is mechubar lakarka and the sukkah can't be stolen is when it's attached to land that also belongs to somebody else. Like some random guy, like the rabbim, whatever it is. Then, since I can't steal the land, I can't steal the sukkah. But over here where the land is still b'chizkati, and the sukkah belongs to somebody else, then we say that you can't steal the land because it belongs to you, but you can steal the sukkah, and the sukkah is metaltanin, and it can be stolen.
So, Mishus Rabbim, you can even say that it is stealing.
No. The Gemara says meforash, if I build the sukkah on Rishut Rabbim's land, without permission, what's the halacha? Karkan and exilit.
Because it's mechubar to the ground.
Correct. To ground that doesn't belong to me. To ground that doesn't belong to me. Rishut Rabbim doesn't belong to me. Understand? Okay, Rabotai. Ad kan ze. Next week we're going to go into the next Tosfot. Tomorrow we're going to have a Shir Klali. And on random things. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bezat Hashem. Shir tomorrow. It is at 11 o'clock also. Good.